I'm John Mowinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Wednesday in girls golf at the 1A Region 1 final at South O'Brien, Belmont Clemmie's Aisley Pals placed 18th. At 1A Region 1 final at North Mahaska, AGWSR's Ania Vogel placed 3rd with 87 strokes to qualify for the state meet. At the 1A Region 4 final at South Winnesheek, North Butler placed 5th. Individually, North Butler's Zoe Thompson placed 5th with 90 strokes to qualify. Clarksville's Capri Clark placed 18th. At the 2A Region 3 final at West Marshall, Grundy Center placed 2nd with 355 strokes to qualify. At the 2A Region 4 final at Columbus Catholic, Dyke New Hartford's Keeley Cowton placed 6th with 92 strokes to qualify. At the 3A Region 5 final at West Delaware, Iowa Falls Alden placed 7th and Hampton Dumont Cal was 11th. Boys tennis, 1A Substate 5 semifinal at Decorah, Applington Parkersburg beat Grundy Center 5-0. In the 1A Substate 5 final, Decorah beat Applington Parkersburg 5-1. In softball, North Butler beat number 14 in 1A Don Bosco 4-3. On today's schedule in track and field, the state meet will begin. The Class 1A and 4A session will be in the morning, and the Class 2A, 3A session will be in the afternoon. Stay tuned on the Go Media stations for the latest. In girls soccer, Dyke New Hartford will be at number 14 in 1A Iowa Falls Alden. Baseball, Clarion Goldfield Oz will be at Manson Northwest Webster. Iowa Falls Alden will be at South Hardin. In softball, Clarion Goldfield Oz will be at Manson Northwest Webster. The Grundy Center girls golf team has advanced to the Class 2A state tournament. The Spartans placed 2nd with a score of 355 at Wednesday's 2A Region 3 final at West Marshall. Reagan Pekarek led the team with 82 strokes to place 5th. Macy Kiewit was 9th with 86. Adeline Van Zook was 14th with 93. And Contessa Dirks and Riley Whitehill tied for 15th with 94. Individually, Dyke New Hartford's Keeley Cowton placed 6th with 92 strokes at the 2A Region 4 final at Columbus Catholic, advancing to the state meet. The Class 2A state tournament will be at American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. In Class 1A at the Region 3 final at North Mahaska, AGWSR's Ania Vogel advanced to the state meet, placing 3rd with 87 strokes. At the Region 4 final at South Winnesheek, North Butler's Zoe Thompson scored 90 to place 5th and advance. The Class 1A state tournament will be at Cedar Point Golf Course in Boone. The state meets will be Thursday, May 28th and Friday, May 29th. Applington Parkersburg and Grundy Center had their team seasons end Wednesday in the 1A sub-state tennis bracket at Luther College. In the first round duel, the Falcons defeated the Spartans 5-0. In doubles, Caden Purdy and Troy Niemeyer won 6-4, 6-3 at number 1. At number 2, Tyler Wedeking and Sam Jansen won 6-3, 6-2. At number 3, Jonah Carney and Noah Harbaugh won 7-5, 6-1. Needing 2 singles wins to advance, Niemeyer at number 3 and Harbaugh at number 6 finished their matches first to clinch the duel. The Falcons advanced to play Decorah in the sub-state final, which defeated Clear Lake 5-0 in the first round. Jonah Carney and Noah Harbaugh won 6-4, 6-1 at number 3 doubles, but the Vikings won the next 5 matches to move on to the state tournament with a 5-1 final. The Hampton Dumont Cal softball team has begun its season 1-0 after defeating AGWSR 9-5 Tuesday. Several starters are back from last year's team that went 6-17, but head coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel says many are learning new positions.
We have a lot of new kids in new spots. Our outfield is all juniors this year, so we had Marin move. We moved her from right to left field, and then Addie's in center, so that was a consistent spot. And we had Peyton Hinders, which was new in the outfield for us in right field. And then our infield's kind of all mixed around. Besides Aaliyah, she's behind the plate. We had Maddie starting, and she did some for us last year. And then our infield, we moved Megan Sievers to third base. Bridget's at short. We played Keeley at second. And then we have an eighth grader, Aubrey McWilliams, at first. And then we actually had Sylvie Morton, DH. So we have a lot of new faces, and like we said to the girls, I'm sure our lineup will change throughout the year.
After having exclusively eighth graders on the mound last season, Maddie Prawley and Kendall Eildertz are back for their freshman seasons, having combined for a serviceable 4.49 ERA last year.
They'll be the same two pitchers that are taking the load for us this year as freshmen. They both played for Heat in the offseason, so they've had a lot of pitching experience, and they've, you know, worked really hard to improve and gain some speed, gain more control. So you can see how much they've matured in the last year, just, you know, going from an eighth grader where they kind of, it's sometimes that deer in headlights look where they walk out onto the varsity field. Now there's like, I could tell Maddie had more command and had a lot more confidence. She actually hit in the leadoff spot for us too. I think she ended the night with 6 strikeouts. So yeah, I'm really excited just to watch them grow and just take more, you know, command and leadership of the team as we go through the season.
They'll return to action Tuesday, May 26th at North Butler. The Iowa Falls Alden boys soccer team finished the season at 2-15. The wins came against Hampton Dumont Cal and Charles City before their season ended with a loss at APD&H in the first round of Class 2A Substate 2. Second-year head coach Jake County says the group of seniors helped provide leadership during a season that showed signs of growth.
I'm just thankful for the six seniors that played tonight and, you know, how hard they worked in general. I know that we have a bunch of holes to fill in that for next year, and I'm just really thankful for the leadership that those guys provided and changing things around with me. Obviously, you know, not winning a game last year to improving and winning two games this year. And we went from, you know, 19 guys last year on the roster to now like 35.
County says the two-win season was an important step forward, especially as they adapted to challenges.
Just confidence aspect. Like, we're here. We've built the skills. Just, you know, you trust in yourself, trust in the skills that we've built throughout the whole season. You can tell from this year to, you know, from last year to this year even. I mean, two wins doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a huge stepping stone from where we were last year. And again, even from the first beginning of this part of the season, we lose a goalkeeper early on. We're literally adapting as games went on about how to, you know, fill in that goalkeeper spot. And we do perfectly fine with it later on in the season.
Junior Owen Penning led the team with 7 goals, while Brandon Aceda led the cadets with 16 points on 5 goals and 6 assists. Reed McGivern recorded 2 shutouts in the goal. The cadets will graduate 8 seniors. This has been Radio on the Go Sports. I'm John Moenkel.